Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There was a time when there were little differences between ESG rules on either side of the Atlantic, but that's not the case now. Donald Trump regards so-called green policies as a dirty word and hates the letters DEI. It makes for major problems for big US firms operating in Europe, who will soon have to comply with two very different sets of rules. A survey by the Compliance Institute suggests that a fifth of companies foresee significant disruption due to the divergence of ESG rules, and only 40% are preparing for this schism in regulation. Michael Kavanagh is the Chief Executive of the Compliance Institute. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you explain some of the differences now between American ESG policies and European ESG policies since January, obviously?
Yeah, so the context for this survey is the rollback, effectively, of regulations in general in the US. So we've seen reduced funding for various regulatory agencies, a freeze on new US financial regulations, a loosening of certain laws, such as anti-money laundering laws, and in the context of ESG specifically, we have the geopolitical, obviously, aspects such as exiting the Paris Agreement, but also the rolling back on various climate regulations, DE and I initiatives, and sustainability investment rules. So it was in that context we surveyed our members to see what is effect this is having in practice. So the compliance professional, as you know, Joe, is there to implement all the rules and regulations that a company has to adhere to. And it can be very unhelpful, to understate it, when there are various rules and regulations that differ between jurisdictions. So 70% feel that the rollback of the regulations and ESG in particular is problematic and will impact on Irish companies and compliance. And as you say, 20% believe the impact to be significant.
Now, one of the things that the Americans are doing that we're doing a lot less of is the Americans are openly supporting investment in fossil fuels. And they say, drill, baby, drill. Whereas in Europe, a few countries said, no, there's a moratorium and there is a strong policy for leave it in the ground. That's just oil. But then there's DEI, diversity, equity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. The Americans are saying openly now, go woke, go broke. What do your members do if they have two very different policies when it comes to ESG on either side of the Atlantic?
Yeah, so we've seen, and I've been speaking to compliance professionals across the board, and it is very problematic for those in particular that are headquartered in the States. We are unique, as everyone knows, in Ireland, from a European perspective, in having so many US companies headquartered here in Ireland. And the effect of that is, in essence, the policies that are coming in from the US obviously drill down to the European entity, which is headquartered here. So we've seen things like, and all these names are well known to us, many are big employers here. When it comes to the DE and I angle, it's Citi and Accenture have cut back on and their various initiatives. When it comes to environmental aspects, some of them are dropping targets completely from being net zero companies such as Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup.
So they were voluntary targets though, weren't they, Michael? So it wasn't a case that there was no law or statute that said you have to have a certain number of people who are non-white or whatever. But the rules that apply in the European space remain. And you know, CSRD, and for example, so people are obliged to meet certain standards in the European Union. They can't ignore EU rules if they're an American company and based here.
They cannot, but it's a great question, Joe, in the context of Europe is stepping back as well in reaction to what's happening in the States. So the Draghi report was there anyway, where it was felt there was too much red tape in Europe. That was happening anyway. But in my opinion, the omnibus, as it's called, which is the step back on the ESG rules that we were going to implement, that, to my mind, is a direct result of what's happening in the States. So what does that mean in practice? So the wave one companies are the large listed entities. They have come through the process. It's an extensive reporting regime that's been put in place. However, the wave two and wave three companies, the scope has been reduced, the deadlines have been postponed by 2 years, and the standards have been simplified somewhat. So I was talking to, and we'll keep it anonymous, obviously, but a head of compliance, a major entity who was caught by the original CSRD, had their plans in place, was pretty much 80% there, was recommending that they go forward anyway with major aspects on a voluntary basis, and was told by headquarters, no, we're scrapping that and take the staff who have dedicated that and put them somewhere else. So that's kind of, that's the one extreme.
It's a microcosm of the problem, though.
Yes, it is. Now, that isn't across the board. Others are continuing on anyway. But the deferral of, it's taking out 80% of entities at the moment. So it's been deferred and watered down in Europe as well.
Yeah. And the Draghi report, you mentioned it there. It's nothing has come into force, basically. That the Mario Draghi recommended in a major dilution of some of the red tape and bureaucracy that has stymied European companies. Let's see what the European Commission does. If they do changes, the question is, will it be enough?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they've made a commitment that by 2029, they'll streamline rules and reduce burdens by 25% and 35% respectively for SMEs. And they've also committed to bringing in a new category of company called a small mid-cap, which is, just to give listeners a flavour, it's employees of 750, which is large enough in our context, and 150 million turnover and 130 million in balance sheet total. They will effectively get the same type of regime as a small company. So that's a commitment that's been made. We don't know the details yet, but certainly, and from speaking to Minister Chambers as well, Ireland are fully committed to reducing red tape as well.
Indeed, and hopefully the continent will catch up in that respect. Michael, thank you very much for coming in. That's Michael Kavanagh, the Chief Executive of the Compliance Institute.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.